Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We're holding on the last line on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph Vesu Kami Bailu. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing various shailos that Talmid the Master Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar the Amayra, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, different shailos that they asked him. So on the previous time, on the previous year, we discussed the shailos that they asked him with regards to being Matar Bachar. Now the Gemara says, Vesu kami bailu, they asked another shiloh to Rabbi Elazar, that ma'u lotzeis v'sandol shel sham. What's the halacha b'yom ha-kippurim? B'yom ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur, we know a person is not allowed to wear shoes. That was one of the inuyim that we mentioned in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Mabez. What's the halacha? Is a person allowed to wear a reed shoe? So what's the shiloh? So if you look at the Muhammad, the Ramban, the way he's mazbe the Gemara shiloh, is that a shoe, a minal, is only leather. Only something which is made out of leather is halachically classified as a minal, as a shoe. So the Gemara Shaila is, when it comes to the Inuyim on Yom Kippur, is it totally in the shame minal or not? Is a person allowed to wear a reed shoe? On the one hand, it's not a minal. But on the other hand, he's wearing what we would call a shoe. So is that allowed on Yom Kippur? So Amud Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Nachmeni al Raglov, he stood up on his feet, Va'amar, and he said, Ani Reisis Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amaisa Rav, I saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiyotza B'sandol Shal Sham Yom HaKippurim, that he taka did, he wore a reed shoe on Yom Kippur, so obviously it's mutter. Now once we mentioned it, so the Gemara says, Va'minolay, and I said to him, I saw him wearing the shoe on Yom Kippur, so I said to him, B'tainis Tzibur Mai, what's the loch on the Tainis Tzibur? Rashi says, when they're geyser, because of the Geshamim, that there's a lack of rain, we're going to have, when we see, when we learn Maseches Tainis, that sometimes when there's a lack of rain, so they're geyser a Tainis. So what's the halacha when it comes to this Tainis, for lack of rain, then also, are you allowed to wear a reed shoe? Meaning, in the one, it could be, it's more chummer even than Yom Kippur. It's a very serious thing. It's a sakana. So maybe it's more chummer than Yom Kippur. Maybe on a Tainis Sibra, you're not allowed to wear this type of shoe. However, Amar Leishna, and he said to him that no, he said that there's no difference. Says the Gemara, similar story, that Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Ani Reisis Rabbi Elazar Demin Ninveh, I saw Rabbi Elazar from Ninveh, Shiyata B'sandol Shal Sham B'tainis Tzibur, was the reverse case, he was wearing this reed shoe on a tainis Tzibur, V'amina Leis, so I said to him, V'yem HaKippur Amai, what's Talach on Yom Kippur? Maybe Yom Kippur's more Chamer, Yom Kippur's Daraisa, so maybe Yom Kippur's more Chamer, and Amar Li Leishna, and he said to me that no, there's no difference even on Yom Kippur, it's Mutter, so we have these two stories that it's mutter to wear reed shoe on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, more stories, Rabbi Yehuda Nafik bid the hitni. The Rabbi Yehuda, he used to go out on Yom Kippur wearing a hitni shoe, also a type of reed shoe. Abayi Nafik bid the hutzi, he would wear a shoe that was made out of palm leaves. Rava Nafik bid the yabli, he would wear a shoe that was made out of yabli, a type of grass. Rabbi Bar Arhuna, Karach Sudra, Karei V'Nafik, he would tie a shmata onto the bottom of his foot. And like that, that's how he would go out, he would wear a shmata shoe. Says the Gemara. So it comes out, we have all these stories, all these different Amarayim, that we see that it's mutter to wear shoes that are not made from what? Leather on Yom Kippur. That's really the yesoid, that's the common denominator between all these different types of shoes, is that being that they're not leather, so therefore they're mutter on Yom Kippur. The only thing that's also on Yom Kippur is something which has a shame, minal, which is only something made out of leather. However, says the Gemara, Masiv Rami Bar Chamo, we ask the Kashav Rami Mishnah and Shabbos, it says, Hakiteya, Yaitzei Bekav Shaloi, the Tanakhama says, Divi Rabbi Meir says, that Hakiteya, an amputee, he's allowed to go out on Shabbos with his kav, with his prosthetic leg, a wooden prosthetic leg. He's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. It's considered like a shoe. It's considered like a minal for him. And therefore, it's not a problem of carrying. He's allowed to walk outside on Shabbos wearing this prosthetic leg. However, Rabbi Yossi said it's aser, which the Gemara assumes, right now at least, that the reason for this is because Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't have a shame minal. It doesn't have a shame minal, and therefore, if he goes out with such a shoe, so to speak, on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem of haitzah, it could be a problem of havara, it's a problem of carrying on Shabbos if he wears this wooden prosthetic, because it does not have a shame minal. So we have a machlekes. Rabbi Meir holds that the prosthetic is considered a minol, and Rabbi Yosi holds that it's not considered a minol. However, says the Gemara, the Tanya Allah, we learned in the Braisa about this Mishnah, that Vishavin, that even Rabbi Yosi agrees, everyone agrees, Sha'asar Latzeis Baby Yom Kippurim, that everybody agrees that you're not allowed to wear such a shoe on Yom Kippur. So what do you see from here? The Gemara is proving from Shitas Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi holds on Shabbos, Kiteya is not allowed to go out with such a shoe, meaning obviously he holds it's not considered a minol. And yet still the halacha is that on Yom Kippur, it's also to go out with such a shoe on Yom Kippur. So you see, even Rabbi Yosi, who holds that it's not considered a shoe, he agrees that on Yom Kippur it's aser, meaning that it is aser still to wear such a thing on Yom Kippur. So what do you see from here? You see that the things that are aser, al tznilas asando on Yom Kippur, it's not talmim whether or not the thing has a shei minol, because here we have this wooden prosthetic, this kav, which is not considered a shei, does not have a shei minol according to Rabbi Yosi, and still he holds that a person cannot wear such a thing on Yom Kippur. So it's a kasha. So as the Gemara Amar Abaye Hasam de Isvek Sisen Umishum Tainug. Over there it's a different shot. The reason why it's also on Yom Kippur is because we're talking about a shoe, we're talking about a calf, sorry, we're talking about a prosthetic that's cushioned, and since it's cushioned, so it provides comfort, and therefore it's aser. It's not aser outs the fact it's a shoe, it's aser because of the fact that it provides comfort. That's why Rabbi Yosi holds it's aser to wear it on Yom Kippur, because of the comfort that it provides, which Rav Liashiv in his Aris explains over here, that it's Avad, it's not the pshat that Abai holds that all tainug on Yom Kippur is aser, that you're not allowed to scratch your back on Yom Kippur because you're not allowed to have tainug. Abai just holds that you're not allowed to have tainug from the chamisha nuyim, since shoes is something which is aser, and you can't get tainug from wearing something on your foot. And therefore, that's what Abai says to answer up for Rabbi Yosi, that this was its own special iser. Don't learn from here that things that don't have a shei minol are still aser to wear on Yom Kippur. Avad, the things that don't have a shei minol are mutar on Yom Kippur. Here, the kav is also on Yom Kippur because we're talking about a cushioned kav which provides comfort. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava. Rava says to Abaye, what are you talking about? Vilav manahu ksisin mashvile mane. If it's not considered a shoe, which you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not a shoe, so then all of a sudden, because it has cushions, so now it's going to be considered a shoe. So now on face value, this kash of Rava is very difficult to understand, because Abaye wasn't saying otherwise. Abaye wasn't saying that because of the cushions, so therefore Rabbi Yosi is masking that now it becomes a shoe. He was saying that even though it's not a shoe, this is still aser because of the tainug that it provides. So what's Rava's kash over here? Rava says that, what, the cushion makes it into a shoe? No, it doesn't make it into a shoe, and Abaye was never saying that it makes it into a shoe. So if you look in the Dukei Seferim, he brings over there that in the earlier copies of the Shas, we talk, don't have this line. This kash of Rava is not printed. And also if you look in the Mochamais, the Ramban, when he brings down the sugya, he leaves out this kasha of Rava. Seemingly, he did not have such a girsa. So, if you have an answer, great. If not, we'll go weiter. Says the Gemara, V'oi, Rava said a different kasha on Abaye. Another kasha on Abaye. Abaye said, again, that even though it's not a shoe, it's still aser because of the comfort. Frak the Rava, kol tainug delav minolhu biyom ha-kipurim mi aser. Just because it provides tainug, it provides comfort. If it's, at the end of the day, if it's not a shoe, so on Yom Kippur, is it really aser? But v'harabu baravuna have a karach sudra, kari v'nafik. Rabu baravuna wore the shmata on his foot. Do you know how comfortable it is to wear a shmata? Apparently it provides comfort. I guess at least it protects your feet from the ground, at least to a certain extent. So it provides comfort, and still he wore it. So you see Nalik Abaye, you see that even though something provides comfort, it could still be mutter on Yom Kippur. Va'id frekt Rava, midikatani seifa, the seifa of that Mishnah in Shabbos says that in yeshle base kibul ksisin tame, it discusses if it has a base kibul for the cushions, so then it's regarding hilchos tumah v'taira, so it's mekabel tumah. So, but the point is that the seifa of the Braisa says, now what would be if we're talking about a calf that has a base kibul? So what do you see from there? It's mashma that the resha, mechlad the resha, lav bit isle ksisin askinan. The resha of that Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about a calf that does not have a base kibul for the cushions. It's not a cushioned prosthetic. So therefore, you see from here that even though it's not a cushioned prosthetic, still it was aser on Yom Kippur, and therefore, and even though it didn't provide comfort, and the comfort wouldn't make it any worse, Rav is asking. So therefore, we're still back to square one. According to Rava, we're still back to square one, that seemingly we have a kasha from Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi held that it's not considered a minol, and that's why he held that a person, a kiteya, is not allowed to go out with such a kav on Shabbos, and yet still he asered it on Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? Why would it be aser on Yom Kippur? So it says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rava, Rava explains, La'ilam dekuli yama minolu. Really, it is a minol. Even a wooden shoe, wood could also be considered a minol, at least with regards to Yom Kippur, and even with regards to Shabbos. And the fact that Rabbi Yossi asked a kiteya to go out with it on Shabbos is not like we thought originally, because it's considered a masoi, since it doesn't have a shei minol, so therefore it's a problem of carrying. Really, it's a shoe. It's not a problem of carrying. So why does Rabbi Yossi hold its asr on to go out with it on Shabbos? Says Rava u'b'Shabbos, b'ha pligi, the machlekas on Shabbos is as follows. Mar Savar, referring to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi held that the reason why it's Asr is because Gazrin and Dilma Mishtamit V'Asi Lasuye Arba Amis. It's because he's Choshish that maybe it's going to fall off of him and he's going to come to carry it to Arba Amis. So that's why he holds not to go out with it on Shabbos. Umar Savar, Rabbi Meir held, like Gazrin, that we don't have such a Gzera. But the point is that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not the Pshat that it's not a Minol. It is a Minol. The reason why it's Asr on Shabbos is not directly because of carrying. It's because of a chashash that maybe it's going to fall off and it'll come to carry. And therefore it's self-understood why on Yom Kippur everybody agrees that it's also to wear such a shoe on Yom Kippur, because even Rabbi Yossi holds that it is considered a shoe. So the maskana of the Gemara is that besides leather, seemingly at least with regards to wood, wood also is considered a minol, and therefore seemingly it would be also to wear a wooden shoe on Yom Kippur. Although really, the Lamais it's a machlekes rishonim, how exactly to learn the maskan of the Gemara, which materials are also, which materials are mutter. Bezer Hashem at the end of the week, but in the Haraisa La'alacha, we'll discuss this in more details and discuss cracks and sneakers and all different types of shoes. It's all telling you how to learn the maskan of this Gemara. If someone wants Ma'ar Mekoymes, he could check the Mochamis, the Ramban, and the Mochamis, the Bala Ma'ar over there, the Ran. So they discuss how exactly to learn the maskan of this Gemara. We'll go right to the says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon Tinaika is mutarim bekulam. So we discussed the Chamishi Nuyim on Yom Kippur, all the things that are also named Kippur. Says the Braisa now, the Gemara brings a Braisa now, which says that a Tinaika is, which is young children, so they're mutarim bekulam. They're allowed in all the Inuyim. They don't have to take on the different Inuyim and refrain from the different activities. Chutz min ni'ilas sandal, except for wearing shoes. Wearing shoes, even a young child, is not allowed to wear shoes, at least if he's a gil. Chinuch, he's not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Maishna ni'ilas sandal. Why is ni'ilas sandal more chomer than all the other Inuyim? All the other Inuyim, we say that there's no din to be mechanechem. He's allowed to eat, he's allowed to drink, he's allowed to wash himself, anoint himself. Why all of a sudden when it comes to ni'ilas sandal do we say it's aser? So it says the Gemara, the Amri Inshi of Dulei, because people are going to think that the parents did it for him. And the problem with that, Rashi says, is because there's an Isser of Leisachilum, there's an Isser to feed Isser to a child. And when people see a child wearing shoes, they assume that the parents must have put the shoes onto the child, which would be an Isser of feeding Isser to the child. So says the Gemara, Hanachnami Amri Inshi Avdule. The other ones also, all the other Inuyim, if they see the child that he smells all nice and clean, so they're also going to say that the parents must have given him a shower. So why is wearing shoes different than all the other Inuyim? So says the Gemara, it's different. Rechitza v'sicha, imr me'et mol avdilei. When they see the child and he smells good, they don't say, oh, it must be, he took a shower today on Yom Kippur. They'll say, it must be, it still smells good from yesterday's shower. So says the Gemara, but when it comes to shoes, for some reason not. They don't assume that the shoes were put on yesterday. In fact, the Gemara, why not? Sandal nami, imr me'et mol avdilei. Maybe the parents put on the shoes Erev Yom Kippur and the child fell asleep in his shoes and he woke up today still wearing his shoes from yesterday. Why don't people assume that? So says the Gemara, because sandal lo efsher, the me'atmal avdilei. It's not possible. It's not mistaber. When they see a person wearing shoes, they don't assume that he had the shoes on from yesterday. Why not? The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught us, Shmuel, who also had a lot of medical knowledge, Shmuel taught us that Hayman de boy lemitam time of the misusa, that a person who wants to taste the taste of death, he wants to have a very painful experience. So lisayim misani veligni, so you should go to sleep wearing your shoes. That's an extremely painful and unrecommended activity. So therefore, when people see someone wearing shoes in Yom Kippur morning, they don't say, "Oh, it must be his parents put it on from yesterday." They say, "Oh, it must be it was put on today, and the parents fed him this." Or so therefore, even though a child is allowed to engage in all the different Inuyim on Yom Kippur, when it comes to wearing shoes, that he has to refrain from because of this Maris Ayin, that people think that his parents put the shoes on him. But the Braisa says that when it comes to all the other inuyim, that they're mutter, which is mashma, that kilu the parents could even, he could tell the child, and he could get involved and tell the child that yes, go take a shower, take a bath, put on some oil. And so the people aren't going to think that the parents gave him the bath the previous day, because it's mashma from the Braisa that even if the child calls out to his parents in the middle of the day, I'm going to go take this bath, and they say, go for it, go take the bath, that it's still going to be mutter. It's mashma, it's mutter. So that means it's not just because people are going to assume that it was from yesterday. So why is that allowed? Why is this any different than Ilas Asandal? So it says the Gemara, Ella, new whole new pshat. Ella, the reason why, the difference between Ilas Asandal and the other Inuyim, is because Hanach, when it comes to wearing shoes, the laver bisayu, it's not needed, it's not necessary for the self-development of the child. So therefore, Gazru Buhu Rabbanon. So therefore, the Rabbanon were geyser that the child has to refrain from wearing shoes. However, Hanach, the other Inuyim, Brechitza, Sicha, Chila, Shtia, there be Sayuhu, that it are part of the child's self-development, so therefore, Loi Gazubu Rabbanon. So therefore, when it comes to the other Inuyim, the Rabbanon were not Geizer, because the other things are very necessary for the child, the Amr Abaye, like Abaye told us, that Amri Li'aim, that Abaye said that my mother once told me, really a reference to his nanny. Abaye never actually met his mother. His mother died during childbirth. So I'm really aimed. So my mother, he said, my nanny told me that Rabise Dianuka, that if you want for the development of the child, you need Maya de Chamime Umishcha. You need some water, hot water for him to take a bath and some oil for Sicha. Gadol Porta, once he grows up a little bit, so then you need to feed him Be'asa Bechutcha. You have to feed him some eggs and Kutach, some sort of dairy dip that they used to have back in times of Chazal. So that's what you have to feed the child once he gets a little bit older. Gadol Porta, once he gets a little bit older than that, so then, Taburei Mane, you should give him some kalim that he could break. Give him some earthenware kalim that he could just release his energy and break them. Just to release energy. Kihad the rabba, like rabba, zavin le mani, gezize de fachra, livne, umesabri luhu. He bought some of these cheap, klicheres, cheap earthenware kalim, and he gave them to his son, and his son would break them to release some energy. But al kapanu, the reason we're mentioning this is because you see from here that bathing and sicha, rechitz and sicha, are part of a child's natural, they're necessary for his self-development, and that's why Chazal, we're not gezer on those things when it comes to Yom Kippur, and a child is mutter to take a bath. He's mutter and sicha. Lamaisa, halach lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tafresh Tazayin, Sifkan Gimel, that nowadays, since we're not makbid about these things to necessarily give a child rechitza and surely not sicha on a daily basis, so therefore, on Yom Kippur, it's gonna be aser. It was dafka when these things were done all the time, they were part of the child's development, so then it was mutter on Yom Kippur. But lamaisa, nowadays, since we don't do it, so the Mishnah Berurah says not to do it on Yom Kippur either. Says the Gemara Veiter, HaMelech VaKala Yerchatzu Es Paneihem. We said in the Mishnah that a Melech and a Kala have a heter to wash their faces on Yom Kippur, meaning even though Rechitza is Aser, there's a heter for a Melech and a Kala, which I believe we mentioned then is a Shtikl Raya that the Inuyim, that the other Inuyim besides Achila and Shtia are only Midrabanan, because if they're Daraisa, so it's interesting that we would give Heterim to different types of people. This makes it seem like it's Darabanan, but Lamais it's Machalkas Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah says to be Choshesh that the Inuyim are Daraisa. Either way, says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah that holds that there's a Heter for a Melech and a Kala? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanani ben Tradion hi. It's Rabbi Chanani ben Tradion, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, HaMelech v'Akala lo yirchatzu es paneihem. The Tanakama says that they're not allowed to wash their faces, even a Melech and a Kala. And Rabbi Chanani ben Tradion Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, HaMelech v'Akala yirchatzu es paneihem. No, a Melech and a Kala have a Heter, which the Gemara will shortly explain what. Hachaya loy tinel es a sandal. Again, back to the Tanakama. Achaya, a lady who just gave birth, she's not allowed to wear shoes, even though she just gave birth, and you might think that she should have a heter. Nope, she doesn't have a heter. However, again, Rabbi Chanani ben Tradion, Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that Achaya tinel es a sandal, that Achaya is allowed to wear shoes, as the Gemara will soon explain why. So first, says the Gemara, my time a melech, what's the reason for the heter of a melech to wash his face? Says the Gemara, Mishum dechsiv, melech biyofia techazenu einecho, techazenu einecho, that your eyes are supposed to see the beauty of the king. A king is supposed to look good, and therefore they gave a heter for a king to wash his face. Kala mai taima. Why did they give a heter for a kala to wash her face? Kadesh loy tizgana al bailo. in order so that she shouldn't be look disgusting to her husband. She's just newly married, so therefore they gave a heter for her to wash her face. Amarle Rav Rabichia, Rav said to Rabichia, Kala ad kama, how long does this heter last of Kala, that she's considered a Kala, Kedeshalitis Gana Abailo, that she has a heter to wash her face? So Amarle, he said to him, Kedetanya, it's like that which we learned in Abraisa, that in Mainin Tachshitin Menakala Kol Shalishim Yoim. Rashi brings that the context of this Braisa is discussing a Kala who right before the Chuppah she finds out that one of her parents died. So the halacha is, the Braisa over there discusses the different halachas of how we go on with the wedding and everything. And so it says, in Mainin Tachshitin Menakala, we don't say that she has to refrain from wearing jewelry, Kol Shalishim Yoim, meaning even during the Shalishim, when she normally would have to refrain from wearing jewelry, since she's a fresh Kala, so therefore she's allowed to wear jewelry. So too, he was saying that a Kala is considered until 30 days, that's when on Yom Kippur she'll have the heter to wash her face. Says the Gemara Veiter, Achaya Tinolas Asandal, we said also that Rebbe Eliezer gave a heter for a lady who just gave birth, for a Yeledes, to wear shoes. So what's the reason for that heter? Says the Gemara, Mishum Tzina, because it's very cold, and the cold could be a sakana for the lady, for the Yeledes, so therefore she has a heter to wear a sandal. Amar Shmuel says that in Machmas Sakonis Akrov, if a person lives in a place where there's a chashash, that there's akrovim, there's scorpions there, so it's a sakana to walk without shoes, so then it's mutter for anyone to wear shoes. Anyone could wear shoes if he lives in such a place, presumably because then it's not he's not wearing it al tainug, he's pasha wearing it to protect himself from the sakana of the akrov, so then there's a heter for anyone to wear shoes.